This is a PSA, or public sock announcement. Experts have declared Bombas socks as the best way to warm up chilly feet. These pairs are super cushy, soft, and designed for maximum coziness. Plus, for every pair purchased, another pair will be donated, so someone in need of essential clothing can stay warm this winter. Go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. West Coast correspondent Al Jackson's on the show today. He's coming up right after this.
Good morning, Bob and Tom Show.
I'm honest Donnie Biker, man. How you guys?
Hey, Donnie.
Hey, Donnie.
I want to talk to this counselor you have in there today, man. I got some questions for you.
Okay, well, let me introduce you here. Dr. Will Miller is here with us, staff psychologist. Donnie Baker calls a lot.
He's just a listener. And
just an average guy. Donnie, what do you got going today?
I'm here
to help. You remind me of my old high school counselor, Mr. Richwine, man.
Really?
He used to let me eat lunch in his room, always talking about attitude and stuff. You sound pretty smart, man. I want to ask you, how come people in the middle of summer, when it's great outside, don't want to buy a boat?
Haven't you sold your boat yet?
Study on him? No, I ain't sold my boat. Man, why am I so obsessed with boats? That's what I want to know, man. I spent all day talking about it, checking wheels and deals and stuff.
Man. When was the last time you were on the water?
I had it on the water, Bob. That's the thing, man. I got it all fixed up and stopped trying to sell it. You want to go out this weekend or something?
Maybe. Let me ask you this,
sure.
Johnny. Donnie, do you
people over, man. We'll just have everybody over.
There are three reasons to have a boat, Donnie. I think we all know the three reasons are fishing,
partying,
drinking.
Uh-huh.
And
hotel room on prom night's what it was for me.
meeting women, that's the reason you have a boat.
Well, take the boat out on the lake. Maybe you'll have a better chance of selling it.
I ain't taking the boat out, man. I'm going to try to sell the boat, get big money, buy something cool or something, man.
What are you going to buy?
I don't know, man. I'm thinking about going into business. You guys want to go partners?
No, thanks.
Oh, what business?
Helen Dishman. Hi, Dr. Will. Explain why bosses with name tags think it's more powerful than taser guns. I got professionals trying to explain. You Dishman hired me. You dead man. Get out of my face.
Dishman.
Say it to my face, Randy.
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Hey, it's the Bob and Tom Show. Christy Lee at the news desk.
Hi, Josh.
I should have looked. Well,
we're in the middle of a drink. But that's okay.
Chick, you know what? Chick does this normally.
Yeah, but he never looks at me.
Oh, okay.
So
I was just going to say, no, he makes it look easy.
Yeah.
And
it's not?
No, oh, no. Pat Godwin doing his thing.
It's unbelievable.
Well, I think Chick just kind of does it the same way every time.
Yes, I try to change it.
If you were the booth announcer for Saturday Night Live, the show would be over.
Yeah. If I were an NBC executive, the show would be over. Ace Cosby sitting in the engineering pod. Jeff Hoskin.
I'll just take over.
Thank you.
Yeah. This is sad, really. We're gonna hang out with comedian Al Jackson in a matter of moments. And there's Al Jackson. Al, looking great, Al.
Yeah.
Well, hello, sir.
Very relaxed. A nice blue sweatshirt on.
Well, I just want to say, first of all, I appreciate Jeff Oskey being able to make it. I know he's doing a speaking tour for retired Navy SEALs. And, you know,
he does look like one of those badasses.
He really does look like the scary. He looks like the dude where a really cute girl goes, "Don't worry, my dad looks scarier than he is." And then Jeff Oskey walks in and you're like, "No, he's scary. He's just as scary." He looks like, yeah. What's up, Jeff?
What's up, Al?
You got that wild man beard going over there.
Yeah.
It's a real beard.
Like you live with grizzly bears.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like you've seen some stuff. Yeah. Oh, I've seen some stuff.
Yeah, I bet you have.
Like you sleep in the garage.
Good Lord. Damn, Ace.
Shots fired.
I was going to say under a bridge, but I think we're back in the garage. Al,
I do. I also like that Pat Godwin looks like he's wearing the inside of an oven mitt.
Yes, he does.
It looks super warm.
That's exactly what it is.
It is. That quilted look, yeah.
Yeah.
Al, a couple quick things. I know that you grew up in northeastern Ohio. You've probably been to Hudson, Ohio.
I have.
Yeah. Beautiful place. Beautiful place. My mom lived there for many years. It's just gorgeous.
It's gorgeous.
The mayor of Hudson, Ohio, made the national news wire this morning. While at a city council meeting, it was suggested that they wanted to give permits for people to put ice fishing shanties on a lake there. He said he was opposed to that because it would bring prostitution to the area. And I'm curious if someone in a place where there are a lot of ice shanties, is this a thing? Are there prostitutes that go shanty to shanty?
I would just say it more simply, any place where there are men, there are going to be prostitutes. The Super Bowl, for example, this weekend, I have a feeling there'll be prostitutes.
Oh, yeah.
Vegas, where men go, there are prostitutes.
So anywhere where there are men and enclosed spaces that aren't their home.
Exactly. Yeah, it is just a thing, and it's I don't know. I mean, however you look at it, my dad used to always call it the world's oldest profession.
Sure.
I mean, it's going to be around.
Can you see these gals on snowmobiles going from shanty to shanty?
That would be cool.
Does anybody feel sexy at sub-freezing temperatures?
Right.
Yeah.
One of our listeners, a brilliant man named Nick, suggested that the prostitutes and the shanties and the fishing shanties should be called frostitutes.
Which is so good.
Which I like very much. This may be a thing that I'm not aware of. We need to find someone that's familiar with ice fishing rituals. Is this a common...
Yeah.
I never thought about that specifically, but it does make sense. And what was the movie with Jack Lemmon and Walter Matthau?
Grumpy Old Men. Yeah.
Grumpy Old Men. And I remember I was like, oh, I didn't know that people had different spots. I thought it was just like individual ice fishing. I didn't know there were like kind of like ice fishing
villages a little bit. Yeah.
So I could see it. Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll find out if that ever happens.
Well, I know nothing about
this. By the way, Tom, I was going to show you this. I was getting my area ready. And I found this. I got to cover up the phone number. But I have a post-it note on my desk that says Julie is 18 today. And I told my girl I had to give her a warning because it would be the creepiest post-it note you've ever seen.
Yeah.
The countdown clock is at all zero.
I can explain that one.
How do you explain that one?
Yeah, I mean, our cameraman, his daughter turned 18. Oh, she's a fan of the show and a fan of mine. So I sent her a text and just said happy birthday. But it was such a weird thing because my girl was down in my office. And I was like, hey, before you start asking. About a young lady.
Yep, get ahead of it.
Ready to optimize your nutrition this year? Factor has chef-made gourmet meals that make eating well easy. They're dietitian approved and ready to heat and eat in 2 minutes, so you can fuel right and feel great, no matter what life throws at you.
Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared, perfect for any active, busy lifestyle. You could lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks with Factor Keto Meals, based on a randomized, controlled clinical trial with Factor Keto. Results will vary depending on diet and exercise.
With 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week, it's easy to pick meals tailored to your goals. Choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto. Factor can help you feel your best all day long with wholesome smoothies, breakfasts, grab-and-go snacks, and more add-ons.
Reach your goals this year with ingredients you can trust and convenience that can't be beat.
Eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/factorpodcast and use the code FACTORPODCAST to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code FACTORPODCAST at factormeals.com/factorpodcast to get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box.
This is a PSA, or public sock announcement. Experts have declared Bombas socks as the best way to warm up chilly feet. These pairs are super cushy, soft, and designed for maximum coziness. Plus, for every pair purchased, another pair will be donated, so someone in need of essential clothing can stay warm this winter. Go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
Al Jackson is featured on the Daily Blast live television show, seen all over the country. Al, you're probably not, you'll probably get the story about the cheese and the heroin from the New York mayor today. The mayor compared heroin addiction to cheese addiction, believe it or not. You might get this story, but I doubt if you can do it. Are you familiar with the meme that it's kind of like the visual equivalent of a Rickroll? It'll say, open this for something, you open it up, and it's a picture of this large African-American dude sitting on the edge of a bed, naked.
Yes.
With a male member the size of a loaf of bread.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
There's a documentary about him on YouTube.
Yeah, you don't want to watch that.
But this thing has shown up, this photograph, if you know
you
what I'm talking about.
You don't want to watch that 9 times. 8 is okay.
judging by the photograph, it looks like you watched it 12 times.
Yeah.
But, Christy, do you want to explain to Al what the story is?
Yeah, here? Apparently a Pennsylvania pizzeria has apologized for an ad that included that image of the famous naked male porn star. Chiaro's Pizza and Restaurant in Sellersville took out a full-page ad in a local magazine. It was mailed out to residents in Upper Perkiomen Valley. The restaurant had provided the images it wanted to include, but failed to notice that the photo of the foam in the latte showed a naked man with a huge male member looking as though he was part of the latte art.
Are you following this? So the top of the cup of coffee, it's got this sort of, if you, at a quick glance, it looks like swirling foam. It's actually that famous picture of that guy with his massive male member.
I thought this was a pizzeria, and I was like, oh, no big deal. They're just selling sausage. They want to let their people know.
Somebody at either their ad agency or whoever put the ad together slipped this thing in.
The pizzeria has since shared an apology onto Facebook saying, we at Chiaro's pride ourselves on being a family-oriented pizzeria and restaurant. We apologize.
Although I hear that their meat lovers' pizzas really went up.
And I mean, you know what's so crazy about that is like in 2022 where we are, I feel like if we had done this story even like 5 years ago, I would be like, wow, I can't believe they put that in their ad. But now in 2022, I'm just like, wow, who gave them clearance to use that photo?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like now everything's like, no matter what is on the internet, somebody owns it and will sue you if you post it. So
it's an underground thing. Al, Super Bowl, of course, coming up this Sunday, and the halftime show, you and I talked about it last week, could certainly be termed for at least a part of it, a classic hip hop. It's going to be featuring some of the some of those gents are probably in their 60s or even older.
Early 50s, mid to early 50s. It's, you know what it is? I was hearing years ago that hip hop is the new dad rock. But if you think about like the fact that if you're like, oh, okay, I'm a fan of Eminem, and you remember him rapping about his daughter is like 20. Like this is like the hip hop that I might listen to, or like somebody that would listen to Dre. My kids would not. It would be no different than like when I was in the back of my dad's car in 1983 and he was listening to the Eagles, Take It to the Limit. And I was like, oh, it's my dad's music. I think it's the same way when people hear Dre, because Dre doesn't really sound like rap today, you know? So it's interesting. It's classic.
But here's how classic it is. I was doing the New York Times crossword puzzle, and one of the answers was the notorious RBG, the nickname for Ruth Bader Ginsburg. So obviously they're referencing Biggie Smalls. I did my homework.
There you go.
My new persona, by the way, is the notorious TBG, Biggie Cox, COX, of course. As you know, I'm related to Wally Cox, famous actor.
There we go. That's awesome.
So from now on, I am notorious TBG.
You have that moniker than she. You got to earn that notorious moniker. And I get it, RBG, you know, but like, I feel like Tom, you've been pretty gangster with it for a while because you skate the line, and I respect that. That's real gangster.
You're welcome. Give me a word to learn before the halftime show, will you?
All right, Tom. I've been playing around a lot with words that kind of mean two things. It can be used in two different ways. So we're going to keep with that. And Tom, can you give me two different ways to use the word spitting? Not spitting, spitting.
Well, the obvious one is someone is a spitting image, mm-hmm. in which...
That's not hip-hop.
That's neither of them?
That's old school. I get it. My grandmother used to say that, but that's we're talking about hip-hop.
Oh, spitting. He's spitting. Would it be that he's spewing clever rhymes?
Yes, that is.
That's absolutely perfect.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Impressive.
Have you seen Notorious TBG spitting bad rhymes?
He always tries a little too hard with the examples.
Yes, he does.
Okay, so, that's one. So there's another one.
Yes.
Spitting.
think with that theme, like you're talking, but who would you be talking to if you're a rapper? You might be doing that to whom?
The record company, perhaps, a drug dealer, a lady.
Yes, Tom, there you go.
So if you're talking to your girlfriend, you'd go, I was on the phone spitting.
I was spitting. You don't end it there because that would be weird, and I think that's a crime. I think it's more like, yeah, I saw her, and, you know, I was spitting my little game, seeing if she was with it.
Yeah.
So let's use it as a sentence.
Oh, okay.
You got it.
I can use it, I think, both in the same sentence.
All right.
I was working on my new hip-hop rap. I was sitting at my computer working on my spitting, and my phone rang, and it was Kelly, and I wanted to see if she was ready for me spitting. Nope, I lost it there.
What are you doing?
I hope she's not spitting.
Yeah, she's me spitting.
It's like showing somebody how to saw a piece of wood, and then you hand them the saw, and he puts it right on top of his skull and starts sawing.
But spitting is like sort of doing your sexy thing, right? It's not just regular.
Right, right.
It's not like regular talk. It's kind of like bedroom talk.
I can't either.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. And you know, Tom, even though like you had a lot of goodwill when you started because you got both these technically right, your examples made people so angry that Jeff Oskey just yelled, "What are you doing?" I feel like he speaks for a lot of the listening audience. But you know what? I'm not going to let that get us down, Tom. I'm going to give you 2 for 2 on that one because you got them right. And again, I feel like people are not really seeing you evolve the way you have. Like, you're getting these right off. These are walk-off home runs, some of these.
Oh,
so, Tom, let's keep it going with one that I know you know.
Okay.
I need you to give me 2 meanings for the word bones.
Bones. Okay, this is very, very, very simple. One could, after a period of spitting, say, I want to jump your bones.
I mean, that is old. That's it's not really what he's looking for. Yeah.
That's not it?
That's that was a term, yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay, that's if you want to get me too'd on a pirate ship, yes.
Okay. I know, isn't bones a slang term for dice? If you were maybe shooting craps, you'd hand me,
rolling
you
bones?
Hand me those bones.
Yeah, rolling the bones.
It's more for dominoes, but you're close enough. That was one of the meanings. So, yes, I will give you that.
Oh.
Super impressed. Tom, go with that flow. You already nailed one.
Okay, so the other one is it also game-related? No,
it's something you can't do anymore because the government makes it really hard.
Wow.
Something you can't buy anymore. Oh. You can, but the government makes it hard.
Absinthe?
yeah, the government's really...
No, that's been deregulated.
I think that's actually still for sale.
Yeah, it is.
The government, uranium?
No.
Uranium?
Something you can get from a gas station.
You know this. It's
leaded gasoline.
Yeah, you used to be able to take these on a plane, in restaurants, and really enjoy them. Now, boy, you can't. I mean, you just can't.
Yeah. I used to
enjoy them every day here, and you would give me crap about
it. You know.
Oh, cigarettes.
Yes.
Cigarettes are called bones?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yes. I didn't know that. Old school, yeah, called bones. If you kind of look at them, they look like, you know, femur bone, I guess. I guess is where it came from. Jeff, what word did you use for cigarettes if you were like, hey, let's go? What would you use for like a slang term? Or would you just say a ciggy?
Yeah, smoke. Let's go have a smoke. Or yeah.
That's always that's got to be the number one.
At least. Let's go have a smoke.
Let me bum a smoke.
It's universal.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
How did you not set your beard on fire?
an operating human being.
Yeah, exactly.
I have coordination.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
Why? Because you're not playing me.
With rapid fire takes.
Y'all went from the Super Bowl straight to the toilet bowl. He's not over the NFL. The NFL is over him.
Scorching debates.
All the good, all the bad, all the ups, all the downs.
He's the spitfire of sports smack.
Sorry for what I said because it was appropriate when I said it, but I can't say it anymore, dude. You are killing the game.
The Jim Rome Show podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.